What's up, Giants fans? Dahani Jones coming to you straight out of the nation's capital. It's been a wild year in Washington, D.C. Obama sworn in for a second term. The government shut down. Can't we all just get along? Now, D.C. is known for its politics, its journalists, and its lobbyists. It's not necessarily known as a sports town, but it's home to the beloved Washington Redskins. And RG3 is putting them back on the map. I mean, remember the 80s? 3 Super Bowl rings? Giants have 4. RFK, Chiefsy, the Hoggets, the 1986 NFC Championship, the win, the Giants handling business. The biggest rivalry in the NFC East dating back to 1932. This will mark the 161st time these two teams have met. So I'm right here in D.C. I'm going to show you what it's all about. Washington, D.C. is such a beautiful town. Everywhere you look, there's historical landmarks, incredible museums. Jefferson Memorial, Lincoln Memorial, Washington Monument, and the home of our president, Barack Obama, the White House. Now, I called the president, and he declined to comment on the Giants and the Redskins rivalry. Maybe it's because he's a Bears fan, but we're going to head on over to the White House and see what everybody else thinks. Is that Air Force One right there? And here we are at the most famous address in America, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, home to the president and the first lady. People come from all over the country to visit the White House, and I found a lone Giants fan. So what do you think about the Giants-Redskin, you know, the rivalry between the two?
I know it's a storied rivalry, I know, and I go way back as a Giants fan, going back to Frank Gifford, Y.A. Tuttle, Roosevelt Greer, Roosevelt Brown, all those wonderful, Sam Huff, all those wonderful years.
But, and Y.A. Tuttle, he has a record against the Redskins, doesn't he?
Well, I know that he has the touchdown record against the Redskins. So I think that's a pretty special occasion.
And Sam Huff was traded from the Giants to the Redskins.
Yeah, and I think that was the understanding. He was pretty bitter about it, and that's why he played like a madman, I think. So it was quite something to remember.
Anyone who's anyone in Washington, D.C. knows about Ben's Chili Bowl. I mean, it's the hangout of the diehard Redskins fans. So I'm going to go in, find out what all the talk's about. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Come and check out this Ben's Chili Bowl. I heard you got a whole bunch of Redskins. Got a whole bunch of Redskins fans on there. You really like the Redskins that much?
Love them.
So all these Redskins fans, that's where y'all pull your mojo?
Redskin Nation, that's where they get it from.
But everybody comes to Ben's Chili Bowl. I mean, who are some of the people that have come?
President Barack Obama, Bill Cosby, of course. Our number one friend and fan.
So what makes Ben's Chili Bowl so famous?
First thing is our world famous chili half smoke.
So what makes the half smoke so good?
Half smoke is a beef and pork mix smoked sausage. That's our number one item. And the secret is our chili. Our chili sauce can make any dog bark.
All right. Proof! All right, I gotta try something. You gonna make one for me?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool.
Here's the magic.
Chili hot.
The chili has a little kick.
That's good. I see why the president comes to this fine establishment.
Chief, you must got my signal. You must got my smoke signal, Chief.
I got you, cuz.
How you doing, Chief?
God,
I send out the
you,
smoke
man.
Signal.
Chief!
You know why I send out the signal, right? No. We got Dahani Jones from the New York Giants here.
We don't care nothing about the Giants.
Tell him, Chief.
It's like that.
Tell him, Chief.
Man.
You the legend in the flesh.
How long have you been the chief?
35 years. Anniversary this year. I'm the number one fan.
Right.
They inducted me in the Hall of Fame as the number one fan in Canton, Ohio.
What about the 80s? So the 80s was a good time.
83, man, it was a Super Bowl year.
Crank up that diesel.
That diesel run all over. Crank up the diesel. Yeah, we're going to beat the Giants. Next, when you come to town, it's war. You know how it is, cuz.
You heard the chief. It's war.